Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today, our church is celebrating its holiday of the dedication. Today is the Nativity of the Mother of God. At the same time, today is the uncovering of the Kursk icon at the root of a tree. We, as Orthodox Christians, very few of us left, should be especially grateful that our church is allowing us to keep the icon that was uncovered many centuries ago. Right now, in Russia, there are thousands, hundreds of thousands of people that would love to have the honor to be present at the service where the icon of the Mother of God, Kursk, is staying. I would like to point out to you that at the beginning, when the icon was uncovered, there came water from underneath it, and those who would consume, drink that water would have healings. When the icon was taken into the city, Kursk, the icon by itself came back to the origin of its finding. And this happened several times. When the icon was met without the proper respect by the prince, even though he wanted to bring the icon, he was struck by being blind. And when he recognized that he did not show the respect for the icon, because he sent the clergy to meet the icon in with the banners and all the honors for the people, but he himself decided it wasn't that important for him to do it, that he was going to come later. And because he did not have the reverence for the icon, the Mother of God struck him with blindness. And then when he realized his sin, he came before the icon of the, this icon of the Kursk Bozhe Matery, and he has asked for forgiveness and he has gotten a healing. This same icon came past the little house where Saint Seraphim was dying, being very sick, very young. And the icon was brought in to him, and he has gotten healing. And as you know, Saint Seraphim of Sarovsky is one of the most beloved saints, the Russian saints, that was glorified by Emperor New Martyr Nicholas II. Saint Sergei Radonezhsky. Many of the great saints have prayed before this icon. And this is the very same icon that have through which many, many miracles have happened. We have the honor of having it here. We had it already for a couple of days. We're going to have it for a little longer yet. My beloved, who are we? Why do we have to have that honor? Why does the Mother of God permit and allow her icon to be brought here and kept here? We shouldn't behave as Orthodox Christians many, many times. The answer is only one. It's because she loves us as she loves her own children. Because we are her children. Because she has adopted us and we are her children. Even though we are no good children. We are no good children, but she loves us. And she protects us. You know, if it wasn't for the Theotokos, I've been here for over 5 years. We would never be able to survive here. This hermitage of Lady of Kursk would have been closed long, long time ago. The first time we came here, the first holiday, we could not prepare the food. I literally had to go out and beg people to give us some loans so that we can meet the people that come here for the celebration. And this is how we started. That was 5 years ago. And the Mother of God had never let us down. And the Mother of God has always sent good people to help. And even though it seems that there is no way out, but all of a sudden the Mother of God always came through for us. When I heard the in a copies, which you've heard today, where it said that the Mother of God's icon had performed miracles in every city, in every town that she ever went to. A few months ago, a thought came to me, but there was no visible, material miracle that has happened in this place, at least that I was not told. And so, shortly after, the Mother of God decided to show us, even here also, a physical miracle. One of our people that lives here, Adrian, had cut his eye. I took him to the doctor. The doctor stated that he had a cut about a quarter of an inch, and it'll take between 7 to 10 days to heal, and it'll be very, very painful. And he gave him ointment and told him to put a patch on it. The following day, I was having a Akafist here before this holy icon, and after the Akafist was finished, and he in the meantime, with one eye looking, he was doing some Xeroxing, I think in the Akafist of Mother of God, an extra Akafist. And as I came past taking the icon to my room, I summoned him to come to the icon, and he came up to the icon. And I asked him to put his eye against the icon, and he did so. And we prayed, and I took the icon upstairs. A few, 2 or 3 hours later, I come down, and he has no patch on him. And I asked him, what happened? And he says, everything is gone. All pain is gone. It's like nothing ever happened. The following day, I think it was, he accidentally broke his eyeglasses. And we had to take him to a optometrist to get new prescriptions done and eyeglasses made. And there, and the routine question he was asked, whether he ever had any eye injuries. And he says, oh yes, only 2 days ago. And the doctor just could not believe it. He says, there is no scar tissue, nothing is out there at all. I stated that to the doctor that I took him to see, and he has given us a document in writing that he witnessed that there was a laceration in there, and that he believes it was a true miracle that has happened. Do we need these miracles, material miracles, my beloved, when our faith is so weak? Yes, I guess for the building up of the faith, then we need the miracles. But as Metropolitan Vitali says, this icon has been bringing tremendous miracles many, many centuries. And in fact, it's going to be close to, 700 years that the icon exists. Through this icon, many holy men have gotten the resurrection of their hearts. They have gotten the comfort. It is the greatest treasure. Don't look for material blessings, material healings, but look for the spiritual healings, which is of utmost importance. Understand the Mother of God is willing to do a special, to give you special miracles through her icon. She is the one that is all-powerful. She can stop the enemy of attacking you. Now, the Mother of God tolerates us because she knows the vast amounts of the enemy that is attacking the members of this hermitage, those who are trying to look for the kingdom of heaven. There is no easy way into the kingdom of heaven. Don't kid yourself, my beloved. There is no way to say, well, I'm accepting God as my Savior, as some of the Protestants say, and I already am saved, and there is nothing to do. There's no struggle. This is not the Orthodox way. The Orthodox way says you must accept what is given to you on a daily basis, all the hardships, all the crosses, all the unfair treatments, whatever it may be, with the hope that it will end someday, but not here on earth. The greatest mistake that I see we make, and which causes us a tremendous amount of suffering, is that we make a time limit and we state, well, I'm going to struggle for 10 years or 5 years or 2 years and that will be the end of it, and then I will be able to breathe easy and it's not going to be hard for me to continue to live on this earth. This is not the way the Holy Fathers teach. This is not the way Christ teaches. He says those who suffer until the end will be saved. But do we have to be oppressed because we are suffering? No, my beloved. We must remember that we have a special love from the Mother of God, who is celebrating her birthday today. Today is the birthday of the Mother of God. She was born to serve the Lord and to serve mankind. Through her came the Lord, our Savior. He had used her. Through her came the first miracle that ever happened. And the miracle was turning of the water into wine in a Cana of Galilee. The Mother of God was the one that helped a sinner that believed that she had no chance of getting help, and that was St. Mary of Egypt. She lived a terrible life of fornication for many, many years, and she wanted to see the cross, life-giving cross, but the Lord's power, grace of God, would not allow her to walk into the church because of her sinfulness. And so all she did is pleaded with the Mother of God. She looked at the icon at the entrance of the church and she says, Mother of God, help me. Talk to your son. Let me come and venerate his cross and I will change. And I will go and do what you will tell me. And the Mother of God believed her. She didn't say to her, but you fornicated for so many years, you never change. It's all in you. She believed it. She accepted her repentance. And all of a sudden, the Lord opened the doors and she came into the church, venerated the Holy Cross, and was led out to go into the desert. She crossed the river Jordan, and she has struggled for many, many years, and she has attained the height, an angelic height in her life. But as she writes herself, with the worst moments when she was attacked by the enemy, the Mother of God would always come to her rescue. She would always remember to look for the help through the Mother of God. You and I must do the same thing. Something is hurting inside your heart. You are in trouble. In any trouble, go before the icon. We have the icon. We have here the icon. A copy of this icon. We also have a particle of the icon which is embedded in our icon and which has also a nail that was from the original Reza that was made. We have it embedded in our icon. Our icon has been also venerated by many, many people that love God, and in fact there are recorded also miracles that happened through our icon. This icon that we have here permanently, this icon was brought to Lakewood and to Philadelphia in the 50s, early 50s, and was taken to the homes of different people, and funds were collected to come to build this building that we have here, because it was needed, several thousand dollars was needed to renovate this building. And there it is recorded that miracles have happened. When you feel that you can't take the cross anymore, when you feel that it's becoming too difficult for you, go before the icon. Those of us who live here, you know where the key of the church is. Come into the church and say a prayer. But go in the depth of your heart. Feel what you say. Prayer without feeling it is not a prayer. When you mumble the words and if you don't share these meanings of the words in your heart, if you don't agree with that, it's not a prayer. So let it come from the depth of your heart. As the hurts, when you feel the hurts, when you feel the emotions, the troubles, you feel it all in the heart. Let the real prayers come out, and then you will see the great miracles that Mother of God would be willing to perform and give you through her icons. Mother of God has specifically used the icons, many, many icons in Russia. In fact, there's probably a few thousand of icons that were considered as special miracle icons through that the Mother of God showed her strength through them. Let us thank the Mother of God for being so merciful to us, for loving us, disregarding our sinfulness and our rottenness and our lack of love that we have. Let us thank the Mother of God.